بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
How did Imam Reza alayhi salam expose the tyranny of Ma'mun while empty-handed? Ayatollah Khamenei answers. August 13th, 2016. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I would like to congratulate all you, dear brothers and sisters, who have participated in this meeting, all the dear people of Iran, and all believers and Muslims throughout the world on the occasion of the auspicious birthday anniversary, Hazrat Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, Samin al-Hujaj, God's greetings be upon him. Although the blessed lives of the Imams during the 250 years of their Imamate contain many outstanding and prominent points, each of which requires careful analysis, attention, tafsir, and reconsideration, the era of the 8th Imam, God's greetings be upon him, is one of the best eras in this regard. The beginning of the 8th Imam's Imamate coincided with the dictatorial rule of Harun al-Rashid. This happened after the martyrdom of Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam in prison. Anyone who showed the slightest disobedience to the wishes of the ruling system faced unrelenting pressures. It was in such circumstances that the 8th Imam alayhi salam achieved imamate.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is a narration which says, one of the followers of the Imams alayhi salam said, this young person, the son of Musa ibn Ja'far, has accepted this responsibility. This is while blood trickles from Harun's sword. This narration says, blood trickles from Harun's sword. It was in such circumstances that Imam Reza alayhi salam became an imam. In such difficult circumstances, this great personality managed to develop among the Muslim society of those days the bright line of the Holy Prophet's tradition and Quranic and Islamic teachings. Then it was Ma'mun's turn and the story of his attempt to bring that great personality from Medina to Merv and Khurasan. At that time, Merv was the capital of Abbasid rule. They had changed the capital from Baghdad to Merv. Of course, later on, they made Baghdad the capital again. Baghdad was the center of Abbasid policy. The motivation behind the decision of Ma'mun and his ruling system to transfer the 8th Imam to Marv requires a long discussion. Ma'mun had made a calculation which was purely political. His policy was to strengthen the basis of his power and to weaken the movement of the Holy Prophet's household, God's greetings be upon them, and what they wanted to do. With the great movement, with the reliance on Allah the Exalted, with divine wisdom and acumen, and with an efficient and wilayati outlook, the 8th Imam, God's greetings be upon him, managed to foil this hostile plot of the dictatorial and oppressive ruling system, and to use it to the advantage of the truth. This is an outstanding chapter of the history of the Imams alayhi salam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guide me.